It's the Not Now Podcast, Not Now Podcast, it's the nitty not nitty doo da do do dow pod. It's not now, now is then, but never then, you never know when. Don't be a hen, don't cluck cluck buck, it's the Not Now Podcast. Podcast. Welcome in to another episode of Not Now Podcast.
Welcome.
This is season four, and we are ready to get it amped and loaded, reloaded, ready to go, blasting, blaring off everything that we got like a McLaren that's starting off at the finish line, because it's already there. The game's won. It's over. You better watch out, because we're coming down on you hard. We're going to get a steel chair to the back of your head. You better watch out for the tight ropes.
My name's Dolores, and I'm a co-host. I just thought that would be a great...
Hi, Dolores! Hi, Dolores! My name is Truckster!
Truckster.
And I'm the truck and the star of the show.
God, that hurt my throat.
Oh, yeah?
Trying to do the...
The WrestleMania Hulk voice?
Hogan. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, anyways, it's season four. We want you guys to get caught up, catched up, and catch up.
Yeah.
As long... And mustard.
Well, if you want to keep your condiments together...
Yeah.
Also, relish, mayo. We talked about putting mayo on a hot dog. We probably haven't released that yet, but you'll get to it.
I haven't done it yet.
I've tried it.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Meh.
What, did you try it just mayo, or did you try it mayo
and
mustard?
I tried it just mayo.
Oh, maybe you need to mix like the other, like ketchup and mayo.
It tasted like a really oily hot dog.
Well, today we're not giving you an oily hot dog. You know what we're giving you?
Yeah, you can get oily hot dogs on your own. Today, we are giving you a spectacular.
Ooh, like the roll in the R.
I didn't do it very well. Spectacular.
Yeah. Spectacular.
Caro.
Caro.
I can do it with actual Spanish words. I can't just throw it into English words.
Gatorro.
Gatorro. Gatorro.
It's a very gatorro sound.
Gatorro. Yes, so if you go ahead and grapple that concept,
grapple it,
you can make it to our made up board games.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, made up board games
topic. Solid topic this week. Made up board games, and it's going against other made up board
and,
games.
And wait, before we say that, yeah. Oh, no, you said it. Board games, like as in. Board games that you play, like Monopoly, Scrabble, who knows, Pictionary. Maybe you're playing Topsy-Turvy, Overturn, Trouble.
It's categories. Is that considered a board
game?
Yeah,
it's a board game. Chess, that's a board game. Checkers, that's a board
game. Oh, yeah.
Any board game or a board game. We're talking about games that you play when you are bored. Games that you play in the car, mostly. Road games. Because no one has ever been more bored than they have been bored while they're in a car and they're being bored. And they're like, Nancy!
No.
Call 911!
One.
I think I'm birthing a child! They're like, he's gonna be bored today!
Not in the car! I just got it
leather
waxed.
Interior!
One more thing, being bored in a car is being bored in a bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Sweet or Sour? Did you ever play that?
No?
That's where you flash your testicles. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and you have to guess which one's sweet and which one's sour.
No, you wave at, like, people driving by you or behind you.
Oh.
And if they wave back, they're sweet. If they don't, they're sour.
Oh, I was going to say, that would be an interesting bachelorette party game, though.
Maybe a bachelor party game.
Oh, yeah, taste the nuts.
Taste the nuts. We're going to...
like honey roasted almonds with like what the fuck is it, like sriracha, like red pepper flakes roasted almonds.
I
mix them in the same bowl.
I was trying to say like find a way to say like a Taiwanese restaurant, not because they're all about tasting the nuts, but they use a lot of nuts in their cooking.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, and I was trying to think about a way to say that without it being offensive.
Legumes.
Oh, legumes. Legume restaurant.
Well, an almond is not a legume.
It isn't?
Is it? That one's actually a nut.
Man, walnuts are my favorite nuts.
I said almond.
I know. Walnuts are my favorite nuts. Oh. Fuck pistachio. You know what, pistachio? You can have your green curtain, and you can have all the luxury. Walnuts taste better.
Yeah, they
That's
do.
That's it. Suck it.
They are. And they have that like weird like extra shell.
And they have like the waxy flavor to them.
Yeah.
It's like a coating.
Yeah, it's like, why are you addicted to waxy flavoring?
I don't know. You need it. But I love walnuts.
Hey, that's a wax you can't beat.
Also, walnuts are easily crackable with your hands. And when you do it, you feel like a man.
Yeah. Crack them while they're nuts. That's almost like a catchphrase.
Pistachios are good, but every once in a while you get a bad pistachio and you're like, ah.
Yeah. Can't pats that statio.
Anyways, we're talking about
catchphrases. That's what I was trying to get to with all those terrible sayings. Catchphrases are our second topic.
We're talking about either catchphrases or pistachios. So,
what kind of coin are we flipping today, Brand?
Well, we have a coin. And on one side is Sir Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, sorry. Is he flying a kite? Does he have a key?
No, he's library? Bald.
Bifocals?
He's bald. Oh. But I'm sure Benjamin Franklin had a lot of board games that he invented in his spare time.
He was an inventor.
Well, he was a printer. And I'm sure as a printer...
He invented the library, and fire department, and bifocals, discovered electricity.
He was a printer. That's what he went... when he died, he said, print the print of the printer on me.
Notorious slut, too.
Anyways, he was a printer. Silent Dookid was his letter.
Silent Dookie.
Dookie. Oh, Benjamin Franklin. Man, why do you like shitting on our forefathers?
I don't know. Cokie Ben. Can't beat it. Took quiet poops.
On the back side of this coin, which happens to be a half dollar, is the Liberty Bell. Ooh. And the Liberty Bell, I thought, could be a board game where it's like, you know, you ring the bell.
When you get to the end.
And then there's a crack. And you got to start over. Yeah. Like, if you ring the bell and there's a crack, you got to start from the beginning. Yeah. So I thought, Benjamin Franklin, catchphrase. That guy has to have a lot of catchphrases. Oh. Liberty Bell, board game. Because you got to ring a bell or something when you win.
Oh, that's why you were so adverse to my all my board game ideas for Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just curious.
Now you have the closure.
I'm like, that's shocking. That's on fire.
Department. Oh, we better get going. All right. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Waiting for you to flip that coin. Just sitting here, waiting for the coin flip. Time to go. Time to go. Could be a good board game or catchphrase. You know?
Gotta flip that again. What do you think it is? Call it.
Board game.
It's Benjamin Franklin.
Catchphrases.
Yep.
All right. Well,
wait.
Get your satchel.
Man, I love this satchel. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to see a picture of the satchel, make sure you email us at nonoutpodcast@gmail.com and we'll send you a picture of a sack.
Yeah.
Not the satchel, just a sack.
Yeah, it'll be sackifying.
You will love it and you will enjoy it. I mean, it'll be a nice sack. It'll be like
a sack you can love.
Yeah, it'll be a sack you can appreciate.
Yeah,
but not this sack.
And probably not hairy.
Well, this sack isn't hairy.
Could be.
You don't know what kind of sack we're swinging. Anyways.
Defensive catchphrases.
Stop reading my body language to the people.
Yeah, are you trying to put distance between you and I? We're seated, so that's ineffective. That is a terrific squirm, though. We've mastered that.
So, I think first off, I want to do catchphrases. I want to do,
good because that's a topic we got.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to seem aggressive in my I want. Oh. What I'm trying to say is that, like, I think it'd be fun if we kind of did approaching people. So, like, if I started you, like, excuse me, sir, do you have the time? You know what I mean? And then you have the catchphrase. Do you think that would be
related
fun?
Like, to time?
Well, no. It's just a catchphrase. Oh. But it's, like, different because when we did wacky sayings, it was just off the cuff.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be interesting if someone proposes you with a question, you have to come up with it.
Yeah, so it's, like, kind of poised.
Yeah. So, do you want to do that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sure. You want me to start or you want to start?
Start by asking me a question or start as in I ask you a question?
Start as in I ask you a question or do you want to start as in you ask me a question?
Your call. You want to flip a coin?
Are those headphones portable?
No, but they are poor-fabulous. So in that scenario, my catchphrase is adding blank fabulous to the end of everything. So if you asked me, how is my steak? I would say, it's steak fabulous.
Good one. Your turn.
The salad bar is to your left.
Don't you think the blue cheese knows that? And by that statement, I meant the blue cheese is to the right of the salad bar. What's that past you there?
Oh, that is my hunch. In this scenario, I am a hunchback. And I get that question a lot.
That's great. Okay, your turn.
I have a hunch. No, I'm sorry. That would be a terrible catchphrase for a hunchback character.
Hey, you know, it would make sense. A lot of free associates.
Detective Back, how did you get the man this time?
I had a hunch.
I had a hunch.
You know, a lot of what we do as improv has to do with random association.
Yeah, and terrible feelings of guilt afterward. So
yeah, but you got to deal with that. You know, it's like,
yeah, it's like, it's, you're a TV, like, you're a radio persona, you're a podcast person, you're barely listened to.
Kyle, so it's like NASA.
Yeah,
you send a dog to the moon, the dog dies because it can't function the controls.
Yeah,
or breathe oxygen through a mask. Very NASA bad. Did it. We can do it. All right. Listen up.
Listen up.
Now you got to ask me a question.
Okay.
Wait, is this catchphrases?
Yeah, this is still catchphrases. Or is this
board games?
We're doing catchphrases. I have a hunch as a board. That would be a pretty cool
board game. That would be a pretty good board game. Oh, season 5. We combine topics.
Oh, two topics?
Season 6. No, season 6.
Season 6. Five, season 5 has to be a recap.
Yeah. Season 6, we combine topics.
Ooh.
That could be fun.
That could be fun.
Let me just hold on. Wait.
We're going to have to come up with some special.
Advisory warning. Season 6. Combine topics. Back to your episode. So, now you got to give me a catchphrase accoutrement.
Okay. Could you pass the salt?
Pass the salt. Pass the salt.
Is that your catchphrase?
No.
Okay.
I'm getting to it. It's build up.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you again. I'm sorry. Could you pass the salt?
No. Your turn. Is that lacquer you've been using on those boards?
Well, I'd hardly call it lacquer, but...
Hardly. It is clearly hardwood.
I've been using on those boards.
Well, hardwood boards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You caught me.
Your turn.
Do you find that chafing?
The thong or the anus tail?
It's hard to imagine that as a catchphrase.
The thong or the anus tail? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, excuse me. I think you're stuck in the door there. Is it the thong or the anus tail?
I guess I forgot we were doing catchphrases. Sorry, that was my own personal life.
That's a good catchphrase, though.
My thong or my anus tail?
No.
It's getting caught in the door. Listen, it's a deadbolt. I'm scared.
I'm scared. Is it? Which one is it? You got to tell me.
Catchphrases. I think we're putting ourselves on the spot. I think we got a spitfire. We just got to think about funny
catchphrases that we could think of.
Catch my phrase.
Yeah, instead of putting each other in a position where we need to come up with a catchphrase, maybe...
It needs to be more organic.
Exactly. So, why don't we just go on the kind of 1, 2, 6, 5
Wait, 4, I don't know how on the count 20, go. Do I 19, go? 19. What's happening?
18, 17, 3, 2.
Spock did it.
8, 7,
6. Not much to bully.
5, 4, 3, could've 2, pumpkin. 9.
Tastes 8, like a marshmallow.
7, 1.
86 your ass.
Like it's off.
Yeah, take it off.
Is that like a restaurant term? Yeah,
hold the sarcasm.
You're just full of them. You're chock full of them.
Chock full of cookies.
Chock full of bukkakis.
Oh my god. Please no.
Please no. Oh, that's a good catchphrase. Please no.
Please no. Yeah, you don't know if they're asking you to not do something, or just that you please know it. Please no. Like it was my birthday today. Please no.
Please no. I think a good catchphrase would always have been like, "Catch you next time, slugger."
Oh, like a sign off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, these bats are out of the hellhole. I don't know.
That's what you get when you mix nitroglycerin and a shake machine.
Thanks for listening. Just remember, next time you could have got pussy.
Don't forget to floss your tits.
Yep. Blow twice.
Crack that fortune. Crack it. Whoop, not a good one.
Sorry, real quick. Like, how unsatisfying is it when you blow and you don't make that trumpety sound? Like, blow your nose.
I don't make that sound.
You don't go like...
No, it's a dad thing.
I do that too.
Oh, you and dad do that?
Yeah. It's the only way I know my nose is clear for sure.
That's the only way you know your dad's kid.
Do you trumpet your nose? Nope. I guess you're related to me. Send me an email, long lost brother or sister.
No, when I blow my nose, it's like...
The stuffy nose.
That's the only time I blow my nose. Who blows their nose when they're not stuffy?
Well, I mean, like, when sick stuffy. That's a different thing. When you have, like, tremendous amounts of mucus, like, built up, like, all the way to your cranium.
Still sounds like that.
Like when your sinuses are full of mucus.
Yeah.
I blow my nose when I feel like... I don't like...
trumpet. I've tried, damn it. I've tried so long. Whistled before
you're
you.
You're just anti-Trump.
You can't whistle like I can, but I can't trumpet like you can. You whistle weird.
I do whistle weird. That is a known fact.
Everyone who wants to see Kyle whistle out of his ass... Just send us an email.
Yeah, and know that it's going to be a lot like...
There's no pictures.
Ace Ventura.
Or video, but...
Like Ace Ventura. You'll
just get the audio, but he's whistling out of his ass.
Yeah, and you just have to picture it in your mind.
Put your ass down, Kyle.
Okay. Fine. Everybody's got to be a put down.
What are you doing? Catchphrases?
Yeah, we're doing catchphrases.
All right. So, catch 22 was a phrase I never understood.
Oh, it was from a book.
From a book?
Yeah, called Catch 22.
Oh, man. Yeah. I get it now. Thank you.
It's like the original Sad Sack, Farmer's, I guess.
Farmer's Almanac.
No, Sad Sack. It did rhyme with that. it was about this guy who was, I forget what war they were in. I think it was World War II.
You sure?
Yeah, fairly sure.
I'm not sure.
And Catch-22 is just like the irony of a situation.
So, listen to this deep tale. One time, I was walking into a bar.
Roping up a pony.
No, wasn't roping up a pony. This was not the...
You snuggling some sandwiches?
No. Walking into a bar. And the bartender asked me, what'll I have? And I said, oh my god. This is the first time I've walked into a bar and not had to beg for a bartender's attention. And he said, well, this is a shitty bar. What do you expect? Catchphrase.
So I walked into a bar And I said, what is this, a joke?
I get it.
Yeah, kind of abstract.
Yep.
Like my toast.
Salvador Dali.
Yeah. Melt the clocks.
Yep. You got to melt them. But the best part about catchphrases is that they can really come from anywhere. And I'm talking to you listeners.
Yeah.
Anybody who thinks they can't come up with a catchphrase has never tried enough.
Yeah. Just say words. Put two words together.
We're going to do a little exercise now to show you that example. Kyle will say one word. I will say, oh, by the way, I'm Bran. I will say another word.
I'm pretty sure I already introduced you. First,
by the way, I'm Kyle.
I want to go over one quick idea that I just had.
Yes.
I call it knock tease, and that's where you only give a half knock on a door.
How do you half knock a door?
You're just like...
How do you...
Because normally when people knock, they're like... Or like...
You can knock once.
You can just be like...
How do you half knock once?
It's just like give it a quick rap.
That's...
Rap of the knuckles.
That's...
You interject your...
I don't think you can get a scientific formula to divulge how much half of a knock is. And then execute it.
Hang on. So, normal knock.
No, what? That's...
Funny knock.
That's three knocks. But a normal...
Funny knock.
You can't claim a normal knock as three knocks.
A knock tease.
Do one knock. Do one knock. That's one knock. Do a knock tease.
Is that good? Did that work?
Yeah, I guess that works better. Now that I have the audio to follow it up.
I keep hitting the mic. Is that good?
Knock tease.
Are they really knocking? Or are they just doing something? Is that just noises I'm hearing?
Why am I so horny?
Why am I so horny? I have a raging erection. Catchphrase.
Knock tease.
Huh? No, I meant catchphrase being I have a raging erection.
Oh, I thought you were trying to do a cock tease.
Why did that give me an erection?
I don't know.
It could be an...
It's freaking me out that you're that you're from a school.
I'm from a... Oh. I am. Hey, I'm a staff member today.
Listen.
Honorary staff. Oh, wait. What we're going to do? Oh, we're going to do two words. Combined catchphrase.
Yeah.
Do you want to lead off with that?
No, nope, you lead
off. It's your brainchild.
You do it.
Tarnish.
Amplifiers.
Amplifier tarnish. Maybe we need more than two words. Do you think so?
Yeah, like a lead-up sentence. Like, say, I could, and then something, and then I'll do the other one.
Okay.
Once I, or you know what
it smells like?
Seafood.
Man, that had the perfect what is it, syllables.
Yeah.
I guess
your turn. Ready? Once I find
my catnip.
Once I find my catnip. That's good. I like that.
I feel like the syllable match has to be there now.
I don't know what I'm matching for syllables, but just go.
I'll should have been
butter.
That would be a very great follow-up line to I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. Should have been butter. And what did you poach your lobster in? I poached it in olive oil. Should have been butter.
Should have been butter.
And once I do that, I can finally achieve...
Oh, that's my... I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was my pitch. Once I do that, I can finally achieve... condom hands.
Condom hands. Condiments or condom hands?
Condom hands was the way I went.
I'm poking you.
I'm poking you. And disease-free. No colds for me. Suck it, influenza.
Bartender, another round. I've been dealing with...
Oh, this is me. Mm-hmm. Why do you go twice?
I don't. No, you just went. I don't.
Bartender, another round. I've been dealing with.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Your turn.
You know, it's not square. but
it's kind of square.
It's kind of square.
I've been working my whole life to make a perfect square. It's not square, but it's kind of square.
My entire life's achievement has amounted to a rectangle.
It's not just snot if you say God bless you.
I think you gotta finish that one.
I just did.
What?
It's not just snot if you say God bless you. I don't know where you follow up with that. Sorry.
Gazoon tight.
You goddamn fascist. You goddamn
fascist. I know. That's true. You really have no options when it comes to that.
Yeah.
You can just say staying silent. But that's always perceived as bad, too.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
So I thought if I just reached in there to grab it, maybe I could get it out.
Just, what? I don't know what we're doing anymore. Am I trying to jump off of that?
Yeah.
I'm not. I wasn't quite sure, but I thought maybe if I could just reach in there and grab it, maybe I could get it out. That don't seems like a complete sentence to me.
No. You gotta... Okay.
I gotta extrapolate on a complete sentence? Question mark.
All right, then you go. You show me how it's done.
Okay.
Oh. You know, now put on the spot, huh? Oh, take a minute.
Yeah, oh, fine. Jesus.
Season 4. Season of arguments. Get ready for this.
Combative. You know, every time... No, wait. No, it's too long. It can't be that.
Oh, it's got to be quick. I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, because I had like a whole scenario and I should have cut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spread it up.
You want me to go again?
Spread it up. It's butter. Spread it down.
It's milk.
See? There you go. There's something.
This fleece doesn't fit.
It's fleece-strictive. It's just like Mama used to say, feels like...
Oh, wait, you're waiting for me?
Yeah, that's your jumping off point.
Oh, feels like condoms.
Your mama's talking about condoms. Interesting.
Welcome to the bayou.
Welcome to the bayou. If you ain't got no song, feel like...
You know, one time I tried cigarettes.
Never went to Turkey again.
Turkey the country or Turkey like
Turkey the country? Meat? Turkish tobacco is a huge product.
Oh.
It's a major export.
Do you mind if I try another one?
Yeah, go for it, man.
One time I sat down.
Never stood up.
I see what you mean. I apologize for that previous segment where I was too specific.
Oh, that's fine. Your turn. I mean, you just had an idea in your head.
Yeah, I did. I don't know where I was expecting you to go with it. It was great in my mind, and then it eluded me.
You know that you know what they say: never trim your eyebrows. But that was a full expression.
Never trim your eyebrow butt.
Never trim your eyebrows, but always trim
your dingleberries.
Gotta get those out.
You do.
That was kind of a lame
one. It's a fact.
To lead you up with.
Don't worry, dingleberries are a true problem.
It could have been a fruit. You know, that's not always...
Wait, I have an idea.
Okay.
So, listen, everybody. We have been doing randomized catchphrases.
Yeah.
But what do we always do? We always save the rapid fire for the end.
We've been doing
rapid fire.
You know, we are close to the end.
So, I think maybe we should finish this up with a couple of catchphrases in a scene. How do you feel about that? Let me hear your applause. I hear that applause, and I love it. All right.
Like a really, like, catty back and forth?
Yeah. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to do a grocery scene? Do you want to do, like, a going to the bank? Do you want to do putting on chapstick? Do you want to do... finding out your husband's pregnant.
You know, I think we can just do like a really hostile interaction between any two people and just kind of escalate it as it goes.
Oh my god, I am so glad I came out to the club tonight. But can you believe that DJ Hosta is playing?
DJ Hosta sounds like he's listening to his ass.
Oh my god. His ass? DJ Hosta is like Farfelli. He's like the majesty of pasta, if you were to compare him in those terms.
The majesty of pasta is still a noodle.
You can noodle your way out of here if you're playing on your fan doodle, like Shish Kebab Bo once said.
Was that a... Are you leading up to a saying?
Stop breaking character!
I'm sorry. Shish Kebab... Shish Kebab Bo wouldn't know his toes between his babo.
Yeah, well, his babo could still swing 6 feet deep.
I'd be deep in that 6 feet.
Yeah, you'd be dead. All right, retry.
Retry. Take two.
Take two of babos.
Hola.
¿Cómo está, señor?
Muy bien, gracias, y tú? I don't have many Spanish comebacks or...
muy bueno. ¿Cómo están los bibliotecos, perro?
La mantequilla es muy con leche.
Bueno, ¿sí? Bueno, bueno, bueno.
Good, 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 good.
You said something about milk.
The butter is like milk. No, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Good, 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 good. Okay, take
no three. No other languages. I don't have any other languages.
No, no languages. So I heard that you guys were looking for a hardworking individual. I recently graduated through college with a degree in tech support.
What an interesting coincidence. I just interviewed somebody who graduated from my ass.
Oh, that's so funny.
He was kissing it.
Oh, well, I'm not looking to do that, sir. I literally have taken several courses. I mean, I'm getting confused emotions.
Pucker up.
It sounded... You know, I'd really like to hear about your 401k.
It's shit, man.
Sounds like your ass.
Sounds like your ass.
Your 401k is the same as your employee retention program.
Very good. Quick turnaround.
All right, here we go. Catchphrases. One, two, three, four, go.
Could have been a milk.
Never felt that fleece.
Often it's itchy.
Headphones hurt. Bet you like that nose. Here's a fresh tissue.
How about some gazanias?
Allergic.
Achoo! Fuck you.
Man, if only I could step on cracks.
Never been a toilet.
Run out of toilet paper. Kleenex is kind of bitter.
You ever wonder why rice crackers are round? And large for crackers. Sorry, that was just kind of a thought, I guess.
When you are blue, why don't you go to where fashion goes to? Why don't you put on the Ritz? And the cheese whiz.
Sally, that was my pizza. The last part can be variable between what the catchphrase is depending on.
Never fist a fish when you're ice fishing.
You put it in the sauce?
Eggplant goes under the Parmesan.
Of course. That was my catchphrase. Of course.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Gotta play quick.
Once you get an igloo, next step is a popsicle.
Half a rutabaga. What? That's as much as half a rutabaga. Any better for you?
Yes. If you're going to double cross me like that, I might as well be a cross hot. Hopscotch.
Yeah. Go sell your posies to Stalin.
Look at that thread. You double needled it.
You're not very frugal.
Don't you can only invest in one IRA.
It's post-Roth. Sorry, that was just a comment to yours. But
if you wet your underpants, you only got one spare.
You can always hear do, but you never hear don't.
You always see men, but you never see don't.
You never see don't. You never see men. Oh, wait, you always see men, but you never... I got it.
Yeah.
It went over my head at first.
You only got one egg.
You only got one egg.
And about 500 others, but they're backed up in your ubulas.
Your ubulas? Man, you're swallowing a lot.
It's a father who doesn't know how to explain.
It's a hard chupacabra to swallow.
Listen, your Shrek is all dried out. No more eggs.
Your Shrek.
Yeah.
That's what I call my penis. My
no, Shrek. No, the female.
Oh, the vagina.
Ovaries.
Your Shrek. Oh, your Shrek ears all dried out. Okay. I got it. Shrek ears.
Yeah, it turns out that women have a finite amount of eggs that they can produce.
That's not always true.
It's true.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's not always...
It's not the same for every woman.
Well, I heard that there's, part of the reason, people can go into menopause... Well, women can go into menopause is because the scar tissue buildup is too much for any of the additional eggs to push out of the ovaries.
Yeah, but they are born with a certain amount of eggs.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So what I was saying is that, women are born with a certain amount of eggs, and men have an unlimited supply of semen. But the problem is, the semen goes senile.
Oh, yeah, and they start looking in the crannies.
Well, no, they get all, old men having sex is bad news.
Yeah. Very bad news. Nobody wants to hear that.
Fake news. No, but it's
182-year-old has sex. Fake news.
No, but the semen is deformed. Yeah, you didn't know that?
More like a salmon.
Like a ramen?
Salmon?
Oh, but does that ruin ramen for you?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, at least I don't drizzle icing on it like a toaster pastry.
Oh, man, fuck toaster pastries.
Yeah, now you're going to just be thinking about semen.
But I make toaster pastries, which is never?
Yeah. Well, not you specifically, but you, the listener.
Listen, listener.
Yeah. Next time you get that frosting packet.
Just think jizz.
Yeah, it's about, about a tablespoon.
Tablespoon full of jizz on your nice hot pastry.
Yeah, warming it up on top of your toaster.
What's the difference between shoving a fruit pie in your mouth and a cream pie?
A strudel.
The Nazis got you.
Well,
sorry, German people.
Yeah, sorry, German people, but not really.
You kind of asked for it.
You kind of asked for it. All this time, you've been asking for one comeback about strudel.
Well, listen, if Caucasian Americans can't live down slavery, then German people cannot live down Hitler. It's only fair.
Yeah, fair is fair.
And I grieve for that every day, as I'm sure you do.
Yeah, it's traumatizing. But I think that's been our catchphrase episode with a weird sex talk at the end. And also a weird, I don't know, other talk at the end.
Well, listen, Mrs. Claus wants pork with barbecue sauce and sautéed onions, so...
Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening to Not Now Podcast.
We'd also like to thank our sponsors, beginning with the K sounds, Costco,
Kojak,
Kmart,
Coop Dog,
and Costco.
And if you like this podcast, you can listen to it on your favorite podcasting device or app. You can also leave us a rating review if you like the show. If you don't like the show, you can email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Any mail is well invited.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you hate the show, if you hate everything about it, please just email us.
Feedback is necessary.
Exactly.
Oh.
Not necessary, but approved upon.
Yeah.
We want it.
Also, for season 4, we were definitely hoping to get some sort of emails. We're hoping to read them live during season 5, which I guess isn't really live for an email, but if you want to send us an email, we will read it on air season 5.
Yes, please send us an email. We'll read it. And if you don't get read, just know that you weren't good enough.
Yeah, tough titties.